if the NFL came in and said that we have to reset all the rosters to balance out the competitiveness across the NFL, which three Denver Broncos players would you protect and make the cornerstone of the team of your choice here? Well, let's break it all down on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Happy Friday. Welcome into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Here on the Locked On NFL Network, your team every day from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, Senior Broncos Analyst at Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger, site expert, predominantlyorange.com. We also cover the Broncos for the Locked On Network and Nine News. And once again, Broncos country, thank you so much for making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day. Every single day, we're available free. And everywhere you get your podcasts in audio format, we're also available to watch on YouTube, Locked On Broncos. Make sure you enjoy us with your morning cup of coffee, your morning breakfast, your morning run, or your commute to work. We appreciate you so much. For the true fan, there's never an offseason. Sarah, as we enter one of the most grueling times of the NFL offseason, for the next 5 weeks, there is going to be absolutely nothing going on as it pertains to this team. Fingers crossed, the only publicity that usually happens around this time is bad publicity. Hopefully nothing happens. Hopefully everybody stays in their lane here. But there was a really cool idea that I wanted to come up with that I saw, and I was like, hey, you know what? This could be a really good show idea. If the NFL were to come in and say, okay, we have to reset all the rosters in the NFL for a competitive balance here, or if there was ever an expansion team here, and you were designated to protect three total players and make them your cornerstone franchise players, who would you choose and why? And the reality of the situation is there, looking at our list here, we have the same exact three players. So you want to give away who we chose as the three players we would protect personally for the Broncos?
Well, I think it all starts at the QB position, right? You got to protect your most valuable guy on the team, and that's Russell Wilson right now. There's no doubt about it. He's the most valuable player on the Broncos, regardless of whether or not we've seen him actually do anything on the field. He's the most important guy to the team right now. He's the one that all the success, the potential success of this team, it hinges on number three. But right behind him on jersey number two, Patrick Surtain. I feel like he's becoming an integral part of this team. I feel like he's going to establish himself as a top three, maybe better cornerback in the NFL this season. And I think at that, that's one of the most premium positions in the NFL, right? So you want to have two guys at two premium positions, elite level players that you protect on your roster. And then the third is going to be Justin Simmons, kind of the heart and soul of this Denver Broncos team, isn't he? I mean, he's been there since the year after the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl aftermath. He was part of the most recent winning season in Denver Broncos history, right? So he's at least been part of that, but he's never made the playoffs, and yet he's stuck with this team through thick and thin. He believed in the long-term vision, and now we're going to get to see him hopefully on a championship contending team. So those are our three guys that we both agree: Russell Wilson, Pat Surtain, and Justin Simmons. And I think that maybe a majority of Broncos country, maybe there's one player I think that you might change in there, maybe two, but I think for the most fans in Broncos country, I think that's probably the list you'd come up with.
And I think that your level of thinking is spot on there too, because when I was thinking about it, it's like, if I had to build my franchise with elite players, right? And for me personally, when I look at the Broncos right now, in terms of, like, you can maybe replace one of these guys with a wide receiver. I think that there's going to be different lists. And obviously, Broncos country, we want to know which players that you would protect. Make sure you comment on the YouTube video, or you tweet us on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL, at Sarah Bettinger, at Lockdown Broncos. But for Russell Wilson, you have to build. Like, if you go to protect three players and you don't protect a franchise quarterback, then I don't know what you're in it for. You may be not being, you may not be a GM, Sarah, if that's the case. So Russell Wilson, obviously an easy shoe in here, especially if he plans to play at least 10 more seasons like he wants to, then yeah, you have to protect that investment there. Patrick Surtain, I think because of the fact that where he was drafted more recently, the impact that he's had, and all of a sudden all the talking points that have now come around Patrick Surtain entering his second season in the NFL. He's a guy that I think defensively, when you look at how spread the offense is and how you have to have guys that can stop really good wide receivers, We know Patrick Surtain II is your ultimate wide receiver stopper here. You have to bring him in. But then we've even seen now how important defense has also changed too in the passing evolution. You have to have cornerbacks, but now you have to have really good safety in the NFL to really have a chance defensively to kind of keep par and to get stops. And that's where Justin Simmons comes in. Obviously for him, in back-to-back seasons, we've seen him lead the team in interceptions, 10 interceptions in two seasons from his spot at the safety position, rolling down, rolling back, doing different things. The real Swiss Army knife of this Broncos defense here is Justin Simmons. So you can make the arguments for other guys, but the really hard part about this exercise, it's super hard, Sarah, to really just pick three, right? Because it's like, hey, you have a 53-man roster. You have to really limit yourself to just choosing three players that you would have to protect at all costs. It is a tough task, I think, for many people in Broncos country. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, Sarah and I, we're going to give our flip side. If we couldn't choose the three players that we chose, the Patrick Surtains, the Justin Simmons, the Russell Wilsons, which three other players would we choose instead if we were not able to choose those three? You get that coming up here in just a minute. But before we do that, let me tell you about BetOnline.net, the sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports information. You can find all the latest sports developments, news, and odds, including this year's basketball championship, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Major League Baseball, and of course, all the latest fighting news from MMA and UFC 2 boxing. Plus, BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action at BetOnline. BetOnline, where the game starts. As we jump into the second half action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. Once again, Broncos country, thank you once again for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Both Sarah Bettinger and myself, we appreciate you so much for making us part of your day. Thank you so much for taking time to listen or to watch us talk all things Denver Broncos. We appreciate you so much. Make sure you interact in the YouTube comment section or tweet us on Twitter at CodyRourkeNFL, at Sarah Bettinger, at Lockdown Broncos. Sarah, kind of going on the opposite side of things, if Broncos country was not able to choose Russell Wilson, Patrick Surtain, or Justin Simmons as the three cornerstone players of the franchise that they would protect if the NFL were to reset entirely the rosters of every team, who are some three other players that you would choose? And I think on this one, this is where we differ. So I'm going to let you start it off. Who are the three players that you chose that are not named Surtain, Wilson, or Simmons that you would protect if you had the choice?
Well, I think you made a great point in the first segment just about protecting the elite players at the premier positions on the roster. That's really the goal there, is to get your best guys. And I think that there's a lot of players that we've got a lot invested in as members of Broncos country, as people who have watched these players from the ground up. And I think one of those players for me that he's just on that cusp of being like, I don't know that he's necessarily elite at his position, but he's very, very good. And he's become a really good Denver Bronco. A second contract player is Garrett Bowles, a left tackle. He plays a premium position. He's obviously gotten a lot better, and he gives you stability at one of the game's most important positions. So he would be right on the cusp for me of players that I would consider even for that top tier as well. And then right behind him, Courtland Sutton. I think he's the wide receiver one of this team, and it's easy to forget how amazing he was back in 2019, how he really established himself as one of the best young receivers in the game. We didn't get to see hardly any of him in 2020, and then in 2021, there was just too much inconsistency at the QB position. We only saw glimpses of the kind of wide receiver one caliber, you know, the alpha out there at the receiver position that Courtland Sutton is capable of being. So he was my number two pick. And then I teetered on number three. I even actually just changed it in the show notes as we're recording this. I changed it to Draymond Jones because I feel like that's a position and a player that's becoming so important. We talked about it earlier this week, the importance of the interior pass rush. Draymond Jones is one of those guys that I feel is just, he's growing so much. And we've seen some stretches of absolute dominance from him on the interior defensive line. And he does more than just rush the passer. He's built, I mean, he looks like he's built like a tight end or something, Cody. I mean, yeah. The dude is absolutely chiseled and rocked up. He doesn't look like an interior defensive lineman, but he's so forceful on the inside, so quick, such strong hands, and really good instincts when he gets into the backfield to finish off some plays. So those are the three that I selected: Garrett Bowles, Courtland Sutton, and Draymond Jones. And I feel like those are the next tier of guys behind the top three that we listed that I would choose to keep. And I know you and I have some differing opinions on this.
We do have one similarity here. One guy, one player that we did choose, and that was Courtland Sutton. And I agree with you for all the reasons. I think he will become back into that conversation of being a top 10 receiver. I think a lot of people have forgotten about that 2019 season where everybody, after he had some of those breakout games, like the 75-yard catch and run against the Chargers with Joe Flacco as his quarterback, the mossing of Denzel Ward with the one-handed catches, the mossing of Casey Hayward with the one-handed catches in 2019. Courtland Sutton's 2019 highlight reel was spectacular. And I think that for the Broncos to get back to being dominant, I think he's going to be a major part of that. So if I had to protect a player, I think it would be Courtland, because he does have the potential to be a true elite, as you were mentioning, an alpha dog at that position here in the NFL. My second guy, though, it's a little different. This is a little bit of a wild card. And for me, it is a big time gamble here that if this was the player that I was going to protect out of the other players that on the Broncos roster right now, I went with Baron Browning. And the reason I went with Baron Browning, he's not necessarily an elite player just yet, but he has elite athletic traits to him in a way that, as we've talked about here, we imagine the Broncos were going to use him at both inside and edge rusher this season. They still could, but right now the belief is he's going to be an edge rusher. And the reason they changed him there is because they think that he can have the impact that Micah Parsons kind of did with the Dallas Cowboys last season. I mean, we saw how ridiculous Parsons' speed was off the edge and how disciplined he was in the pass rush and against the run. The Broncos believe that Baron Browning can do the same thing. So for me, it's like, okay, I want a little bit of the best of both worlds. I want a guy who can maybe get after the quarterback, has that speed, but can also play the run really well. Baron Browning is that guy. And I think that for me, if I was going to reset the entire roster and had to protect a guy to do that, I think Browning would probably be my best bet right now. But he's also the biggest gamble right now for this Broncos team in this kind of conversation that we're having. My third guy, Javonte Williams. And this goes back to, I know that there's a crowd out there that hates, oh, you never pay running backs. You just want to utilize, you know, a committee approach so you don't have to pay guys big time money. But Javonte Williams, Sarah, as we've seen, is a special player, has all the traits, the intangibles to be a very good player for a long time, can offer you value in both the run game. Pass protection specifically is one area where he stepped up last year as a rookie, which was, he wasn't a strength of his coming out of the NFL draft. He built that on and he got that in training camp and stood out in a big time way. In my opinion, Javonte Williams is a guy I definitely want to build around, especially let's say I didn't have a franchise quarterback. Let's say I couldn't protect Russell Wilson in this conversation here. How do you take pressure off of any quarterback that's not an elite quarterback like Russ? You run the football. You need to have a balanced run game. Javonte, in my opinion, is one of those guys I would protect because of how young he is, and I believe he will be the future of this Broncos team from the rushing standpoint. So those are my selections here in Broncos country. Both Sarah Bettinger and myself, we are interested in hearing who your three players would be that you would protect that are not named Patrick Surtain, Russell Wilson, or Justin Simmons. Let us know in the comment section down below. But coming up here in just a moment, Sarah and I, we have an opportunity in this exercise to choose one player from each AFC West division rival. Who would we choose as our three players to poach from another team inside the AFC West? You get that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about RockAuto.com, the sponsor of today's episode of the show. And if you need anything for your vehicle, RockAuto.com has everything that you could be looking for your vehicle. One of the things I recently purchased from RockAuto.com was a cell phone holder. Yes, I can put a vent holder inside my car so I can have my phone up there so I'm not distracted. And when I'm driving around Denver and I'm driving around on road trips, I can have my navigation mapped out there. Easy, affordable, and convenient. I got it at RockAuto.com and it shipped directly to my doorstep. And prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, whether you're a professional or a do-it-yourselfer. You no longer have to spend 30%, 50%, or even 100% more for the same parts that you can get cheaper at RockAuto.com. So make sure you go to RockAuto.com here today to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Lockdown Broncos in there. How did you hear about his box? So that they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Broncos country, as we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. Once again, thank you so much for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. For the true fan, there was never an offseason. Sarah Bettinger and myself, we have you covered every single day, all year long, all things Denver Broncos related content, news, and coverage here on the show. Sarah, continue on with this little fun exercise that we're doing here. If we could poach three players from AFC West division rival teams, and ideally you take one from the Raiders, you take one from the Chargers, you take one from the Chiefs, who would those players be that you poached? Let's go kind of rapid fire here. We'll go kind of like one and one. So for you, who is your first player and what team do they play for that you'd poach from the AFC West? And then I'll share mine.
Yeah, so really for me, Cody, I thought of the Kansas City Chiefs first, and I also thought of this in terms of, you know, really building around the roster that the Broncos have. And I think maybe you and I maybe took different approaches on that, and that's totally fine. I want to see, like, if this year, this season, we could build with these three pieces. I took Travis Kelce from the Kansas City Chiefs, and nothing against Albert O, nothing against Greg Dulcich, but I think if right now, if you could add Travis Kelce to this team, I just think you would become absolutely dominant offensively. So he's one of the guys for me that he drives me absolutely nuts. I hate playing against Travis Kelce so much. And I think that's how you know a guy is really good at what he does, is because you just can't stand him. Like, he's one of the public enemy number one in Denver Broncos country at this point. People just hate him. They started criticizing the way that the dude looks. You know, even Von Miller called him fake Gronk out there. So I think definitely when you know, when a guy's got under your skin like that, you know he's pretty darn good, and he is one of the best tight ends I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's very, very good. And I hope that Greg Dulcich can emulate a little bit of how he attacks things, makes it just as frustrating. But for me, I think I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Chargers here. The guy that I chose to poach here, and kind of on the line of thinking who I would take, I think a lot of people would take Justin Herbert, but it's like, okay, hey, Russ is on this roster. That's the idea that we're having in our head right now, the roster as it goes into 2022. If I could poach any player from them, considering other positions the Broncos have, and that's where some of my other decisions with other teams came in, I'm going to take Derwin James. And I'll look for him. He's also been one of those guys that's been dealing with injuries all throughout his career. But I tell you what, when he is healthy, he is a special, special player to watch. And Sarah, I just can't help but get excited about the possibility. Could you imagine Justin Simmons next to Derwin James and those guys being those back end safeties, or, you know, Derwin James coming up and playing that nickel role or that dime slot position and blitzing or covering? Like, he is a jack of all trades, and if he stays fully healthy, he's going to be an absolute monster for Brandon Staley here in 2022. But he's going to be the guy I'm poaching from the Chargers. Now, your second player, you go with the Los Angeles Chargers player, and look, their roster, they've added a lot of talent to it. Who are you taking?
They have a really good roster, which is unfortunate, you know, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I chose Rashawn Slater, the offensive tackle, who was getting some rookie of the year love from a lot of people that cover the NFL. And he was just outstanding last season. I remember there was a whole discussion about whether or not he would have long enough arms to play tackle in the NFL and this and that and the other. And then people would consistently go back to, well, watch him against Chase Young at Ohio State and you'll see he could be an NFL tackle. And that game proved to be something that I think you could really build upon for Rashawn Slater. He was a really good offensive tackle last year at the left tackle position in the NFL. Short arms or not, it doesn't matter. This guy can play ball and he's very, very good. And so what I would do is I would bring him to Denver. I would put him at the right tackle position. He played a variety of spots at Northwestern. He could flip over there very easily and really kind of complete the Denver Broncos offensive line. We know that there's some question marks here or there with certain who's going to be starting where, but I think right tackle, he would solidify that for the long term. So I would steal Rashawn Slater, and I think that would be a smart pickup for the Denver Broncos if they could ever make it. And I know that you have somebody from the Las Vegas Raiders, Cody, that you think could add to our offensive weaponry as well.
I do, and it's hard to ignore because he's the best wide receiver in the NFL when you look at how he plays the game, his statistical production, and obviously that little price tag that he got there. I'm going to go with Davante Adams. If I could poach anybody from the Raiders right now, it would be Davante Adams. Could you imagine just adding him to this mix here with Russell Wilson, with some of these other receivers? Now, granted, I think in the idea of the possibility, if you poached Davante Adams from a team, more than likely one of your wide receivers are going to be gone. Let's say Jerry Jeudy stays on the roster. Could you imagine Jerry Jeudy and Davante Adams on the same exact team running routes? It's a quarterback's wet dream, in my opinion here. So that's kind of why I went with Davante Adams. Felt like the best value player for them at the time. But I want to throw it to you now, because on the Las Vegas Raiders player that you chose, it actually adds some really good value to the Broncos defense.
You could even, at this point, Cody, you could even say great value. And I'm going to bring that joke in there. I know Brandon McManus, I don't know if he's a listener of the show, but I'm going to go ahead and say that I said it first before he said it at the podium. So I would take from the Las Vegas Raiders, I really like this guy a lot. And I may overrate him in my head, but I think he's one of the best up-and-coming defensive players in the NFL right now, and that's Max Crosby, the defensive end. And we've talked about this a number of times. The Denver Broncos are going to be utilizing a lot of four-man fronts this season, whether it's in the dime or just even in their base personnel. I think we're going to see it quite a bit just with the guys that they've brought in, like Randy Gregory. He's primarily played on a four-man front his entire career. So I think that's what we're going to see a lot of. And can you just imagine any combination of Randy Gregory, Bradley Chubb, Baron Browning, who you mentioned before, Nick Benito, any of these guys off the edge there, and Max Crosby on the other side? I just think about that possibility and that potential of him rushing the quarterback. And that's something that I would love to see. You know, I love Max Crosby. I love the way he plays the game. He just goes out there, and he saw weakness in the Denver Broncos right tackle position last year, Cody, and he just absolutely destroyed them. And he did the same thing, so Broncos fans don't feel so bad. Remember the regular season game finale against the Chargers, where it was just kind of back and forth all game. Well, Max Crosby was probably the biggest reason why Justin Herbert left the stadium with a green jersey instead of a white one, because he was all over him all game, and he exploited the Chargers' weakness at right tackle, frankly. So I really like Max Crosby, and I think that he's kind of the defensive version, Cody, of this guy that we mentioned before that I think you're going to round out our list of players that we would poach with.
Well, for the Kansas City Chiefs, my final selection of a team that I'd poach inside the AFC West, it's going to be Travis Kelce, who is your first pick there. And I was thinking in my head, like, who else could I choose? And I made the argument in my head, okay, I could choose Chris Jones potentially. Don't want to choose Frank Clark. Don't really want to choose Nick Bolton either. And I was looking at the secondary. I was like, there's nobody I really want to poach from the secondary. So I still got on the offensive side of the ball. And I'm like, okay, for me, you know, it'd be probably outside of Patrick Mahomes, it would be a guy like Travis Kelce because of the fact that the dynamic he adds to your offense. I mean, he's just a year and a half removed from one of the most historic seasons ever by a tight end. His production and just the level of utilization that he had in that offense just a couple of years ago for the Chiefs when they got to the Super Bowl, unfortunately lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Travis Kelce's a problem. And look, I've made tweets out there. Like I tweeted out a couple years ago, you should have seen all the, like, the death threats and all the insults I got from Chiefs fans by just saying, like, I didn't like how Travis Kelce called the Broncos the Raiders after one of those Sunday night games in the post game. I said, man, he's kind of a punk. He's kind of really arrogant. And I just got all these Chiefs fans in my mentions and things like that. Look, he's a great player. And if he pisses you off, that means he's doing something really good. So all the respect in the world to Travis Kelce, he would be a player that I would poach from the Kansas City Chiefs. And Broncos country, let us know which AFC West division players you would poach from the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Chiefs in the YouTube comment section down below, and bring them onto the Denver Broncos. Make sure you let us know there. Be sure to check back with us here on Monday for a brand new episode, Locked On Broncos. We're going to go through individual player expectations and profile spotlights ahead of the 2022 NFL season. And that'll lead us eventually up to our training camp position previews that you get here on the Locked On Broncos podcast.